Hey guys, I'm here with Matthew Tesh, the CEO of Liquidbit and his game Killer Queen Black. Now, we've talked about this on the podcast quite a bit before. We saw it at like a $20 price point, and we looked at the graphics and we weren't like interested at all. And then someone in the community said, you know, check it out. It's a great game. If you don't like it, just return it. And then we played it for, I think it was 8 hours in a row. So from what I can tell, that's a popular story for people who didn't know about the arcade game that came before it. Before we get into the game, though, Matt, you sent me a write-up. How did we get from the CIA to video games?
Well, the write-up didn't start at the CIA, but yeah, we can talk about all that stuff. I mean, really, for a long time, my passion was mobile development, right? Like when the iPhone came out, for me, it was revolutionary. It was a computer in your pocket. You could do so many really cool things. It had so many more sensors, than your regular computer. It was like, this was amazing. This was everything. And so I got really into, mobile app development and seeing what you could do with the technology. And really that was all like side projects, passion projects for me while I worked at CIA. And what ended up happening is, long story short, because I don't really want to talk about CIA all that much, but I was traveling a lot for, obvious reasons. And then, I had my first kid. I had my son David, and we ended up moving back to Chicago. So I left the agency and moved back to Chicago, to be closer to family and support and have him raised in the Midwest, as I was, with a father who was home as I was, and really leaned on that passion, that hobby I had with mobile apps, and started a small company, called Fueled with a partner. And we built it from three engineers up to about 20, in just a little over a year, and, ended up merging that. We were strictly an engineering shop. Like, so we were doing mobile app development, a little bit of UX and a little bit of UI, but not to the extent and to the quality, that we could have been doing. And so what we ended up doing was merging with a UX design company called Okta that had zero engineering. And it kind of made a lot of sense, right? Like, so we had all the engineers, they had all the designers, and you put those two things together, and now you can basically take a product from, the ideation stages all the way through full product development, marketing, and release. And so we merged with Okta, and we grew that company to about 60 employees, and it ended up getting acquired by Salesforce, Salesforce.com. So, when Salesforce bought us, it was a really good time for me and some of the engineers that have been with us, with me for a long, long time to, kind of take on another opportunity and see what else was out there. And we all obviously really like video games. And we said, hey, what the heck? Let's start a studio. The focus is going to be on multiplayer games. And that was basically the birth of Liquidbit. And while we had this really cool multiplayer technology under our belt, and we were experimenting with different ways to combat latency, and we were experimenting with different ways, to make sure that network connections were solid and smooth, we were just tacking games on top of it. And none of them were really very compelling. At the same time as that, we were going to Logan Arcade here in Chicago and playing Killer Queen, and just really fell in love with the game. It's just the mechanics and the three ways to win and the team-based play. And, the simple structure on the outset, but the incredible depth when you really get into the game, it was just kind of like a stroke of genius to us. And so we contacted Bumblebear Games, who make the arcade, and said, hey, do you want to work together to produce this for the home market, for the PC and the console? And we had a few conversations, and we kind of explained who we were and where we came from. And then they asked us, it's like, well, can we see it? And so we put a demo together in a very short period of time, slapped it on top of our this multiplayer engine that we've been working on, and we showed it to them. We played the first game from Chicago to New York, and that's when everything really clicked, and it was a really rough prototype, super duper rough. but it had, you know, a lot of the same core components, and you could feel how the interactions would work. You could feel how the bumps against, you know, two players bumping would work, killing would work, you know, things like that, what the latency looked like, how much of a factor was that in the gameplay. And at the end of that demo, they were like, okay, let's rock. So we, you know, I mean, it obviously took years after that to get the final product out, but that's really the origin of it. It was, you know, conversations of being fans and talking to the creators of this arcade game that we loved, being technologists and engineers underneath that had been working on this multiplayer technology because we knew we wanted to be a multiplayer game company. And then, you know, putting this demo together that kind of put these pieces in place and showed that, yeah, like you could play a game of Killer Queen from Chicago to New York. And it'll work and it's fun. And all we need to do now is work together on what those mechanics are that really enable that online gameplay. And what things do we need to adjust for the home audience? What content do we need to add, et cetera, et cetera. And that was the bulk of the development. But I mean, it was no simpler than just reaching out and saying, hey, you know, let's have a conversation and let me show you something. And we went from there. We've been working with Bumble Bear ever since.
That's an amazing story. When you were like playing Killer Queen, describe me the atmosphere. You're playing against your friends or with them usually, or like the whole team is there. Is there like a tournament? Are you the queen? Are you the worker? Are you a soldier?
Yeah, right. So so on Wednesday nights at Logan is league night, and you know those are very good players, very serious players, and quite honestly, like, you know, we can't compete, but we dragged a bunch of friends to Logan a couple of times. And, you know, so we knew everybody on both sides, and we're playing this game and we're yelling and, you know, screaming and getting really into it because everyone's basically like at the same skill level. Right. So those are the most fun games, obviously. And, you know, it's just like, wow, like there's so much depth here, so much to be explored in such a simple looking game. You know, and that's what's really magical about it, right? Like that's what really caught our attention. And, you know, and it's kind of like, you know, I had a lot of our friends were like, well, I mean, is this out? Can we play this online? And we looked it up and we're like, no, I mean, it's just in arcades, right? Like that's a crime, you know, because there are so many people that want to play this game and they just can't do it, right? They, you know, they're too far from one of the arcade installations or, you know, I mean, that's usually what it is. It's distance. You know, if you don't live in the city, a city where one of the cabinets is, it's tough. And it's also tough to make a trek to one of the cabinets for as often as you want to play the game. You know, and it was kind of like, you know, this game is so great. The audience is underserved because of the format that it's in. And while it works and amazing as an arcade and the interaction with people being there is one of the best parts of playing the game. You know, we really thought it was like, boy, right, if, you know, we could take this and bring it to everybody who ever wanted to play Killer Queen. And yes, it's going to be a different experience than going to the arcade, no doubt. But we think that we can make the game in such a way that, you know, they're going to be able to get a taste of what Killer Queen is. And it's going to be satisfying and it's going to be intriguing. And maybe they're going to go check out, you know, the arcade because of Killer Queen Black.
Exactly. Yeah. That's definitely the case with me, like knowing nothing about the arcade, and then jumping in Discord and like yelling at my friends, get the worker. No, we need berries. No, seriously. Oh my God. Watch that guy on the snail. Like just yelling at the top of your lungs in Discord. Like I couldn't wait to experience that in person. So it's definitely worked the reverse, on me. And there's a lot. Well, like I find with like other team games, sometimes the payoff isn't there. But even if you lose a game, like they're really quick games, by the way, but even if you lose a game of Killer Queen Black, you still had fun. And I think it's because the simplicity and there are all these like Quidditch mechanics where, you know, you can try your hardest to gather all the berries and you can fight, but then that one bastard on the snail is going to take it to the end and it's not going to matter. He's going to win the game. So yeah, it's beautiful. What I saw people complaining about, if anything, is that currently the game only allows four players locally on the same machine. And I saw some comments from the Liquid Bit developer that they didn't want to compete with the arcade experience. But I also saw a comment that you guys are maybe looking to the future into adding that. So will that support be coming out for PC and Switch?
Yeah, so good question. You know, one of the things with working with Bumble Bear and working with the Killer Queen arcade community, which has just been our staunchest supporter and just fantastic, is, you know, we really didn't want to override the arcade experience. And that's something that we were worried about, you know, from the very beginning. And, you know, we're not so sure that that's the case anymore. What we're seeing more of is exactly what you described, which is, you know, players that are playing Killer Queen Black and then are hearing about, you know, like, you know, the origin story of this game comes from the arcade, and they're flocking to the arcade. And so what we're actually seeing is that the arcade scenes are growing because of Killer Queen Black, and the Killer Queen Black scene is growing because of the arcade, and it has from the beginning. So as far as, you know, adding local player support, I think I would just say, you know, time will tell, stay tuned, and we'll see what happens.
Awesome. It would be cool because, you know, I like to work with my friends, but I also like to work against my friends. Sometimes I just wanna win against them, and doing that with a group of people in the same area would be really fun. And I know for sure if I go into an arcade with some buddies and I see Killer Queen, like, I'm hopping on. There's no way I'm not. This game sold me on the arcade for sure, and I hope it's the same thing for everyone else. What role do you like to play when you play the game? Like, what was something you're like, man, I am such a good queen, you guys don't even know?
Yeah, so it's interesting, right? I mean, to be completely honest, right, the players that are playing online now are better than I'll ever be. So it all depends on, like, who I'm matched against. And, you know, if I'm playing with some fairly new players, like, I definitely jump on as queen. Because I can hold my own there at a low skill level, but if I'm playing with players of a very high skill level, I play worker, and, you know, I'll push economy, I'll push snail, whatever the objectives, you know, that we've agreed on seem to be. But I really, really enjoy just, you know, warrioring up, like going into a gate, transforming from a worker into a soldier. And, you know, and kind of doing my best to support the team there, both offensively and defensively. That's probably where I'm having the most fun these days. But right in the early stages of the game, when, you know, no one was playing it and I've been building it and the team and I have been building it for 2 years, like, I definitely jumped on as queen. But now that everyone's getting super good, I'm probably most effective as a worker and as a warrior, and I'm having a lot of fun there. Like, it's a blast.
Sweet. Yeah. When I'm playing, I don't know. At first, I did not want the responsibility taken on myself of being queen. I was like, you know what? What's that?
It's tough, man. It's super stressful. Like,
I know. But then I had to play the queen once, and then I pretty much never stopped. And I think I play a decent queen. Obviously, nowhere close to a pro. Don't come after me. But queen is my personal favorite. And the game is really simple, but it's also it's simple in the way that everything that's happening is happening on screen. You can see everything at the same time. If someone's on the snail, how many berries, all that kind of stuff. But it's deep in the way that a new player might find it confusing. And I did play the tutorial in Killer Queen Black. I played all, I don't know how many tutorial missions there are, maybe 12 tutorial missions, 8 or 12, I forget. Because I watch people play. I was in Discord. Someone was streaming it. I was like, oh, this looks cool. And then I played my first game, and I was like, I have no idea what's going on. How is this so complicated? And then I did the tutorial, and it was so well made. Like, whose idea was it to make that kind of tutorial? Every single step, every single role you will do in the tutorial.
Oh, cool. I mean, that's awesome to hear, right? So that is one of our game designers, C.S. Wallace, Chris Wallace. He's a Seawall on the Discord. He's very active. I mean, we gave him a really hard task. It was just like, hey, boil this game down into all the essential steps so that when a player is done with the tutorial, they totally get it. And it looks, you know, it's a sprite-based game. People are jumping around. It looks like Joust. It's like, how hard could this possibly be?
Oh, it's hard.
Yeah, right. It's super hard, right? And that's one of the challenges of the game is kind of trying to describe what it is and show people. And sometimes you only get 30 seconds to do it in a trailer, right? And,
exactly, and
That's what's super tough. But, like, once you get it, you realize the simplicity, but also the complexity behind it, or what it can be. And it opens up like all these new levels. And so that was where Chris really shined, right? He came in and just like, here are the things that you need to know. And the tutorial doesn't even teach you everything, right? Like, it doesn't teach you emotes. It doesn't teach you alerts. It doesn't teach you advanced, strategic techniques or opening moves or anything like that. It just teaches you the ground rules of the game and lets you kind of expand upon it as you play the game to learn, some of the more meta characteristics and the strategy and tactics that go along with it. But yeah, that was Chris Wallace. He did a great job. We've had many compliments on the tutorial. And it's a simple tutorial, but it's built in such a way that it teaches you the game piece by piece. And by the end of the tutorial, you're playing a complete game with all win conditions and all characters. And hopefully you know exactly what's happening so that when you jump into your first online match, nothing's a surprise. And you can totally tell the players that when they play online, you're like, that dude didn't play the tutorial.
Exactly.
He has no idea what's going on.
That was definitely me.
Yeah. So it works. It totally works. And we couldn't be happier with it.
Yeah.
And Chris is a phenomenal game designer. And he's continuing to work with us in Killer Queen Black, and he's building out new levels, as we speak. And just really looking forward to everything that he's going to continue to bring to the game. But yeah, that tutorial was killer, man.
Yeah, it was. Usually tutorials in games, I find they're like, okay, I don't know. Recently, for those who normally listen, you've heard this on the podcast, but complaining about tutorials is like, this is how to jump, this is how to interact with the world. And you're like, oh my God, like, come on, give me a break here. It's usually not fun. It's usually annoying. But after getting your ass kicked in the first game of Killer Queen Black and going to the tutorial, it's not a bad tutorial. It holds your hand in the best way, and you'll understand the game pretty much perfectly after that. So outside of this game, what other games? I guess what maybe inspired you guys to get in this arcade in the first place, or what other games are you used to playing? Just some background on what you find interesting.
Yeah. So, we really like multiplayer games. For us, it's a lot of fun, to play games together, and also realizing that it's hard to be in the same place all the time. And so hence online play and network play is a big component of what Liquid Bit is, and bringing people together, creating that, emotional experience playing games together, reminds us of, like playing Nintendo on a couch when you're a kid with your friends. Like, those were always the best times. And so we're really focused on that, and hence Killer Queen Black, right? I mean, it was, when we went to the arcade and we played it, as teams and as friends, and that camaraderie and all that kind of stuff, like that was what the compelling moment was, to say, all right, well, let's talk to these guys and see what we can do, because this really fits into our mold of what's important and what's fun. As a company, right, we play we still play a lot of Towerfall. Like, I mean, that Towerfall is for us one of the best local multiplayer games that we've seen. And we check out, a lot of multiplayer games and kind of play those around the office and, have fun with them. Everything like from old school Quake to what was the name of that game where you played it was a dungeon crawler. One of you played the hero, but the other players played the demons and the monsters.
I have no idea, man. I'm sorry.
I apologize to that game dev, to that studio, because I can't remember the name of it, but it's a super duper fun game. We played that for couple of months, and it's just slipping my mind right now. But games like that are what we're what we're really interested here in the office.
Okay.
Personally, outside of that, I also really like puzzle platformers. I think the Inside and Limbo by Playdead Studios, some of the best games I've ever played. Just everything about it, just fantastic. The audio, especially in Inside, just blew me away. So if you've never played any of those games, please check them out. They're incredible.
All right. You heard it here, folks. Check them out. Working at Liquid Bit sounds like a lot of fun. Is it a lot of fun? Obviously, you guys aren't gaming all the time, but how's, like, you hear about, I don't know, you hear the horror stories about, like, crunch times and people doing what they do for, like, a labor of love. How's working at the studio?
Oh, I mean, it's great, right? I mean, this is our company, and we worked together for years before we founded Liquid Bit. So in that sense, we absolutely know each other. We know our development styles, our product development styles. We know our engineering talents. We know where we're lacking as well. And so it's a ton of fun. I will say, since the game has come out, we definitely have been playing less and less video games as we continue to work on Killer Queen Black and push patches and bug fixes and new features and everything that goes along with it. excuse me. So it's fun. It's also stressful, man. I mean, like, you know, this is a labor of love and we're putting it in front of the public and we listen to absolutely everything that everybody says.
Yeah.
And we evaluate it and, you know, we take our feedback from the players and, it's a lot of good, but there's definitely things that we can do better and we're continuing to work on those things. So it's definitely one of the best jobs I've ever had. That's for sure. And we love doing it.
Awesome. So take me down. I don't know. This might not even be a fair question, but let's dream in 5 years or whatever, when you've done a lot of what you can do for Killer Queen Black, what's next for the studio? Is there plans for future games kind of around this multiplayer concept?
Yeah. I mean, so 5 years right now, from now with, everything going really, really well, like Killer Queen Black is out there and we're continuing to support it and we're continuing to add content to it and grow it. Ideally dream world, right? There's a section of Liquid Bit that just always focuses on Killer Queen Black and always keeps adding to it and expanding on it. But then there's another section of Liquid Bit that is building another game. And just about the only idea we have for a new game, is that it will have some sort of multiplayer component to it. Outside of that, we don't have any grand plans because, Killer Queen Black's been out for 60 something days. We're still totally focused on it. It's nowhere near complete in our minds. Like there's so much more we want to add to it and continue to grow the game that it's really taking up, 100% of our time. Like we're not shelving it and working on some next project. We don't feel like we've even completed the first one yet. And it probably will be some time before we say that was the game that we had originally intended to do. We're not even close. There's so much more coming for Killer Queen Black.
That's very, very good to hear. A lot of the times you hear that being said, but, especially sometimes with bigger games, you can definitely get a little bit of an effect that content stopped being pushed. They've already moved on to the next greatest thing. It was a $60 purchase and now you might not be getting, honestly, $60 worth of game time from that, and it's disappointing. So it's good to hear that you guys are kind of sticking to it and have like a lot more content planned. And that, I mean, in a perfect world, you'll always be adding content to it. And I feel like that's what any like passionate fan wants to hear. So it's good to hear that from you.
Well, I mean, and at the core, we are passionate fans, right? I mean, this started because of our love of the arcade and just the genius behind it that, Josh and Nick from Bumble Bear created. This is a passion project that happens to make business sense, right? And those two things don't often happen. So that's why this is our sole focus, man. And, until, I mean, I, honestly, I don't even know when we would start looking at something else. There's so much on our to-do list and on our roadmap, and we constantly add to it. Like, we're addicted. We're like, oh, this would be awesome. This would be awesome. Let's keep pushing this. Let's keep pushing that.
Yeah.
So as long as the fans keep supporting us, we're going to keep supporting the game.
Awesome. Yeah, I saw on the Liquid Bit Discord, which I'll throw a link up to in the show notes if anyone wants to check out the community there. But you had an announcement. If you reach a certain amount of subscribers, there's going to be a new character.
Right. Yeah, that was a while ago. And you know, we've got characters lined up. There's characters in the game right now. And, you know, that's all part of just continuing to release new content on a timely basis and make these new characters, new maps, new weapons, et cetera, you know, available to the community. So there's always something more to look forward to.
Awesome. All right. So after this interview, if you haven't heard of Killer Queen Black, or if you've heard about it on the podcast and been unsure, I can definitely recommend it. I've had a lot of fun. You can play with me anytime. Matt recommends it, obviously. He's a little biased, but it's a labor of love and it's passionate. And it's actually interesting talking to you. And then I talked to Blair Renault last week. He's making a VR game. And he was saying, man, I wanted to play Cyberpunk in VR and there was nothing. So I decided to make it. And it's like, you guys were at this arcade and you were like, I really want to play this game. Tell me I can play this game. I can't play this game. Okay, I guess we're going to make this game. And it's just, yeah, I don't know. Follows the thing. If you don't see it out there and you make it, it's just nice to see people follow that train of thought and do kind of what they love. So if people want to connect with you or Killer Queen Black, they can do so online. Where can they do that?
Yeah, I mean, the best place to talk to us is our Discord, which I just heard you say there will be a link to below the video. I mean, that's the Killer Queen Black Discord. That's where, you know, we organize a lot of events. You're going to get a lot of news. You can ping the devs. We'll talk to you, no problem. Feature requests, all that kind of good stuff. It's really the heart and soul of the community is the Killer Queen Black Discord. So, please join that. That's the best way to get in contact with us.
Awesome.